What's up at MGTOW? Welcome to the home of Walk and Talk MGTOW Shit. It's a gloomy cold day out here in the Pacific Northwest, but it's a good day to do the Walk and Talk MGTOW Shit. Before I start with the video and everything like that, check out the links below. I'm doing different videos and live stream out there in Podbean. We are top 10 for MGTOW and MGTOW only. So check out the link. The live stream is at 9 p.m. Pacific time. So it's globally out there. We're rocking that joint. Well, today's topic, I'm about to get into this white privilege. Me, myself, I never believed in white privilege until recently. Now I do believe it, but it's not what you think. It's a white women privilege. Yes, I want to repeat it myself. White women privilege. And I know some of you guys may not agree with me, but this is my life experience that I noticed, and I discovered this last week, honestly. I was living blind in this white women privilege, especially me living out here in the Pacific Northwest, between the insanity of the Olympia, which is the capital, and the craziness in Seattle. You know, and I've been out here for 25 years, so I know these white leftist, white privileged women. Trust me, I know them. So it came to my mind last week. I made a video regarding to the dating scene and a dating app of Tinder and Open Up Bumble. Because I like to read the profiles, and I like to check out the pictures of these white women privileges. And I want to give you a description of what I noticed, especially in my area. Out here, especially in those dating apps, give or take, I say it was 95% white women. And most of them graduated from some kind of university. A lot of them traveled from different parts of the state and moved to this state. And, women in this dating app, they let you know their accomplishment, what university they graduated, what is their career. A lot of them career-oriented. And the pictures, well, it was fascinating to see pictures of these women in different parts of the world, from Tokyo to Europe, Southeast Asia, Cairo, Latin America, you name it. And then you see them sipping wine, you know, showing off the places they've been through, just showing off themselves, you know. And I thought to myself, you know, they are kind of special class, these privileged white women. I just came to my realization, man, real shit. They're special. Look at them. They're traveling around the world. They got good careers. They graduate from universities. And they're out there, you know, showing off and shit like that. Now, also came to my mind, all these white professionals, white women professionals that I had to get involved in my life, like lawyers, doctors. Good luck trying to find a white man doctor out here. Good luck in that shit, honestly. Nurses, dentists, you know, all white women. And I thought to myself, there is some kind of special class. They are privileged. They are. Don't take it from me. Listen to this video by a professor, white women privilege professor. She's going to explain it to you, and I'll continue with the dialogue. I'll be right back, gentlemen. Check this out.
And I want to share with people why I didn't know I was white, because I think a lot of people don't know they are white. And I want to share how I learned. And it wasn't just intellectual or cognitive. I needed to have somatic embodied training. I needed to have the intention to continually learn and uncover. I had to have the willingness to decenter my power in the classroom, in research projects, in communities. I am humbly serving the larger good, recognizing that my positionality as a white person complicates things and is very limited and partial.
Welcome back, gentlemen. Have you noticed what she say? White person. She did not say white women. She say white person. Now, she's giving herself grandeur when she goes out there in the so-called minority community, meaning, I don't know, black and Latino community. And, you know, she had to submit her classroom and all that verbal diarrhea that she was talking about. But one word that came to me when I watched the video, training. I agree with her 100%. These white women, privileged white women, they need training, and a lot of them. So let's call her out from the tenure whatever fucking crazy university she live at, and disputing this verbal diarrhea. And the training would be very simple. Take away from her job and let her get a real job. But with training. Yes, training. Hardcore training. And I will provide the training. I will take all these white privileged women and stuff like that, and I'll put them to hard work. No, I'm not going to do no gulag nonsense. No. Hot kitchen. 12 hours in the hot kitchen. Not as waitress. No. Hot kitchen. Take them to the fields. Pick up tomatoes, apples. I'm right here. There's plenty of apples out here. So 12-hour labor, picking up apples. And then after that, take them out there, different fields, like those industrial animal plants, like the chicken plants, the chicken plants, and all beef plants, and all the pork plants. And have it to the slaughterhouse and do some physical work, demanding work, you know. And that will help them, these white women, privileged, unchecked. It keep them checked right away. It's very easy solution, you know. For every problem, I'm trying to bring up the solution for it, you know what I mean? So that's one plan, you know, since you're talking about training. That's a good training right there. Another thing I want to point out here, man, that you don't understand one thing. This is leftist ideology bullshit. It is. It really is. When white people talk about white problems, like this so-called white privilege, you have to understand in mind that that's invented by white people. Now, some way, somehow, minorities get caught up in this bullshit and nonsense, which I don't play, okay? That's white people's problem. They created this stuff a couple years ago, saying privileged white men by privileged white women. That's how this whole thing started, and it started in academia. I've been following these postmodernists for quite some time. I'm very familiar who they are and how they act and how they behave due to the fact that I lived in the state for 26 years. I know who these people are. So I highly doubt it that the so-called white privilege started in a ghetto of Baltimore or in El Barrio out there in South Central Los Angeles. I highly doubt it. It was made up by white people for white people. Simple. Well, gentlemen, like I always say, peace, statement, town. I definitely catch the next podcast, live stream, or video.